The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Cute. A decade of dominance in girls' swimming. Michael Admire has more from Ames.
What's going on? Why no sound? I can't hear it!
Great to see sportsmanship.
Stop the hammering! Stop the hammering! What the is going on? Where is that coming from? Is that up there? Where's the hammering coming from? Stop the hammering! Somebody go up there and stop that hammering! Call f***ing Ed Wilson if you have to! Stop the hammering!
John? You may want to stop the hammering.
Stop the hammering!
Cue.
Sound off is next.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Why the hammer?
We got football to talk about. Let's just move on. Get past that.
515-282-9010 to sound off now. The hot topic. What a game. Penn State and Iowa play to the final second with the Nittany Lions scoring a clutch touchdown with no time on the clock.
A heartbreaking loss for the Hawkeyes, but what an effort. Penn State had Iowa outmanned. But the Hawkeyes fought hard. What do you take away from this game? 515-282-9010. Let's sound off.
Nice hat. When watching the first few series of Penn State-Iowa, you may have thought, the Hawkeyes are seriously outgunned. This may not be close. And statistically, it wasn't. Penn State gained more than twice as many yards, ran more than twice as many plays, and dang nearly lost. Iowa hung in with energy, effort, and schemes. The Hawks had the best defensive player on the field. Josie Jewell recovered a fumble, picked a pass, and tackled everyone this side of Joe Paterno's statue. But Penn State had the best player on the field, period. Saquon Barkley looked like an NFL player dropped into a high school game. Man, is he great. 358 total yards and several Heisman moments. He may not win the trophy, but I don't expect to see a better college football player this season. Akram Wadley won't be the second best back in many games. Wadley started slowly, but once Iowa combined imaginative play calling with clutch execution, Wadley found space, and the Hawks took a late lead. Penn State had to go 80 yards in 96 seconds and needed every one of them. Fourth and goal, final play. Penn State's Trace McSorley threads the needle. He threw that football into a dollhouse-sized window. So close. Jubilation for the Lions, heartbreak for the Hawks. The Hawkeye fans sat there stunned, spent, sad. But that was a fantastic football game. And even at $95, no one wanted a refund.
Seems like money well spent, right? Well, the talk all this week wasn't about the game, but rather that the game was not sold out. 4,000 tickets short of a full stadium. You couldn't tell on TV. Incredible atmosphere. So why wasn't it sold out? For one, price. $101 per ticket. That's a lot. I can't remember a regular season Iowa game costing more. Couple that with the convenience of staying at home, and let's be honest, many fans did not think Iowa had a shot to win. so they stay away. Now, regret. When the news of the no sellout was announced, it was like a feeding frenzy for Cyclone fans. You can't sell out a home game against a top five team? That is weak. Your fan base is a joke. Blood in the water. And I'm cool with that. Trash talk, whatever. It's sports. It's a rivalry. But just remember, if you're going to talk trash, make sure you're up to date on your own team's history. ISU has a proud fan base, loyal, one of the best in the country. Through tough times, fans show up. But not all the time. Take last season, first year of the Matt Campbell era. Excitement, let's get behind our new guy. Zero sellouts. In fact, the Cyclones hosted two top 15 teams, Oklahoma and Baylor. Over 10,000 empty seats per game. But John, we're talking top five teams, the big games. Okay, 2015, Iowa State hosted two top five teams, TCU and Oklahoma State. Over 16,000 empty seats combined. Heck, the biggest win in Iowa State history that blew up the BCS in 2011, number two Okie State, was not a sellout. Over 4,000 unsold tickets. Sounds familiar. Bottom line is this, both the Hawkeyes and Cyclones have great fan bases, passionate fans, sellout or not. But both also have fair weather fans. Many of those fans regret missing out on the instant classic we saw last night.
I heard from some of those fans who said they sure wish they had spent that money. But, John, I do. For me, as just a fan of football, the thing that discourages me from going to a game the most is how comfortable and convenient it is at home.
As you saw from one of those pictures, the man cave. You those seats that recline, the 60-inch television screen.
HD 4K.
Walk to the fridge and grab a beer. Oof. That's, what, you got 24-pack in the fridge that normally costs $8 a pop for a can at the stadium. I mean, it's hard to go to a game when you have so many good things at your house.
No line at my bathroom either, unless all the kids are home. Let's start with Grant in Ames. Grant, what did you think of the Iowa-Penn State game that came down to the final play? Grant, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, is this game going to hurt or help Iowa in the long run for a bowl game?
I don't think it's going to hurt them at all. They came in as a 12-point underdog, and everyone's picking Penn State. They took them down to the wire. They had a chance to win. I mean, Amani Hooker was 2 inches away from tipping that ball on the final pass. Now, they win this. It certainly boosts up their bowl projection a lot, but I don't think it's going to hurt them as long as they take care of business against teams they should beat in the rest of the season.
Iowa lost, and I think most Hawkeye fans feel better about their football team, John. I feel like they believe that Penn State is as good as advertised and that Iowa found a way to hang in there, because you look at the stats and Penn State should have won this game going away, but the Hawks just kept grinding. Randy in West Des Moines. Randy, your takeaway.
You know, the Hawks proved that they could hang with the big boys. Yes, it is sad that they lost, but they are a young team. I'm so proud of them. They're excellent. I look for a lot of big things in the Big Ten for them. I'm out.
And one of the main things I was impressed with was the defensive line for Iowa. In those first couple games, they had trouble getting to Jacob Park. They even had a little trouble getting to the North Texas quarterback. But they pressured McSorley. They sacked him 4 times. A.J. Epinesa needs more snaps. This is becoming more and more apparent. He is in the backfield on every play. Anthony Nelson, the pride of Waukee, 2 sacks last night. The D-line was huge. And, of course, Josie Jewell, man, that guy was all over the place. Penn State may not face a better linebacker than him.
Oh, man, and there were a couple of times he got the best of Barkley, but there were times that he got Barkley, too. It was so much fun to watch.
That should be a shirt. He got Barkley'd. I mean, that guy is ridiculous.
That was where you could see who the two first-team All-Americans were.
Yeah.
It was easy to see who they were. Curtis is in Newton. Curtis, your thoughts on this classic game. That's two classics we've seen Iowa play in so far this year, one in Ames, one in Iowa City.
I thought the Hawkeyes did a super job, but I was a little troubled with some of the coaching. I felt that they, all week long, everybody knew about 26. And, you know, the running back, look out for him. But yet, if they would have just assigned somebody the whole game, just stay with him. I mean, just as if he was going to get the ball every play, which basically he did.
Well, John, that's what you called for, is a spy.
Spy on him, yeah. I wanted it.
Would it matter?
I don't know.
I thought the coaches did a good job of keeping Iowa in this game.
He's 230 pounds. He runs a 4.340. No linebacker in the country can hang with him.
It's time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges, and we have a first tonight. David and Catherine say that Hurricane Irma looks like the Tiger Hawk logo. Do you see it at all there, John?
I'm looking.
I kind of see it a little bit. What does Old Spice think?
He likes it, John.
Ryan Wood says Iowa State quarterback Jacob Park looks like Nicolas Cage in Con Air. Old Spice.
Put the money back in the box.
Put the money back in the box. That's definitely a match. Money back in the box.
Guys, we can say that we are the very best in America. Just leave it at that, though. Do not ask questions. Don't pry for details. Just, we're number one. All right? What's Bugging Andy next?
Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. James writes, first time I've cried after a loss since Iowa lost to UNLV in 84. My son's birthday is Sunday. We were holding on, and it didn't happen. That's from James.
So close. Travis writes, looking ahead, I think Iowa can be 7-1 when Ohio State comes to town. Depends on how the team responds after a tough loss. They got Michigan State next week.
Once again, Des Moines ranks number one. Number one!
How could that possibly bug Andy?
Number one.
This past week was one that we will never forget. The Sports Business Journal's named Des Moines the number one minor league sports market in America. And we are really, really excited. Right? Well, yeah, I mean, sure. We're never going to be a major league city. So we might as well be the best at what we can be, which is a minor league city with a bunch of teams who love us for who we are. The problem is, being named best minor league city just has that certain ring to it, right? I mean, it'd be like if People Magazine would announce its sexiest man alive under 5'6". It's a bit of a conditional award that says you're number one in a world of number twos. But hey, all right? I mean, we can't worry about things that we can't control. And we are fortunate to have the Cubs and the Wild and the Wolves and the Barnstormers, and we can say that when we are given chances like the Solheim Cup and the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, we make the most of those chances. The problem is, when you get officially recognized for something, that something is spelled out in front of you. And when you read this, it does ring just a little flat, right? I mean, it would be like if you get the Blank Park Zoo, right? I mean, named best zoo in America to see a wild squirrel. Or City View Magazine names Gusto Pizza best table salt. Yeah, thanks, but never mind. It's fine. It's nice to be recognized. We are humble Iowans. We'll call a 40-story building a skyscraper. We'll call our airport international because it gets shipments of walnuts from Canada. And we'll call ourselves the best minor league sports city in America with a wink and a smile. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
That's good for the sports business. The Cyclones prepare for a primetime Thursday night game. Texas comes to town, and we'll honor that great state next in Who's in Your Five. Can ISU upset the Longhorns? 515-282-9010. We'll hear from Jackson and Megan, among others. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Rachel writes, heartbreaking. Going down is one of the worst losses since the Big Ten championship loss to MSU a couple of years ago. It's gut check time, and I think we will respond.
James writes, that final drive is what champions are made of. Lots of great teams lost tonight. Don't taint the effort by going negative. Great try by the Hawkeyes. No shame in defeat.
Who's in your five in honor of ISU hosting Texas? Five great foods invented in Texas. Number five, Fritos.
I like Fritos. I like them better as like a walking taco.
I know, it's not a candy. Yeah. Number four, corn dogs, invented in Texas. Uh-huh. Big hit at the Iowa State Fair. Number three, Snickers.
Oh, I like this.
That's candy.
I like this.
Invented in Texas. Number two, nachos.
Oh, who doesn't like nachos?
This is a staple in college football days. And number one, invented in Texas, chili.
Oh, good chili on
a
cold night,
chili,
man.
Chili, that's good stuff there. Jackson is in Ames. Jackson, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. So my question is about this Iowa State and Texas game that's coming up. Do you think that there's any chance athletically Iowa State can hang with Texas, even if Shane Buechele is still injured and still out? Do you see Iowa State hanging with him at all?
Absolutely.
Me too. I absolutely think Iowa State can win this game.
Yeah.
I think Iowa State may be better than we think. Mm-hmm. And I'm basing some of that on what Iowa did with Penn State. John, Iowa State has played Texas tough a couple of times. Shut them out the last time they were in Ames. I know Tom Herman's there now, but this Cyclone offense can score on anybody. Can defense stop Texas?
I think 2 weeks ago people would have been more convinced to pick Iowa State to win, but they saw what Texas did against USC, where it was that close game. USC is, you know, a top 10 team,
right,
and Texas hung. So now everybody's kind of thinking, well, maybe Iowa State can't win. But I'll tell you what, Iowa State is going to hang with Texas on Thursday. They are going to be in it in the fourth quarter with a chance to knock off the Longhorns. And if they want to go bowling, I think this is one Iowa State needs to get. They got to win this one at home.
Megan is in Ankeny. Megan, the Hawkeye football game, what do you take away from it?
I take away from that Josie Jewell is amazing. He carried us when we needed him to keep us that close. He is just, he is the rallier of the team, and I love him. I love the chemistry, and I'm so excited to see how the rest of the season goes.
Thanks, Megan. Yeah, Josie Jewell's the heart and soul. He should be the National Defensive Player of the Week, shouldn't he, John?
Him or Anthony Nelson, two sacks. I mean, you can pick either one. But, I mean, the crazy thing about Jewell, he was going to go to a D3 school in northeast Iowa until Iowa came in late and thought, let's give this guy a shot. Let's bring this guy in for a scholarship. Now he's one of the best defensive players in the country.
Penn State coach James Franklin talked a lot about Iowa's pink locker room without even being asked about it. Coach Franklin, part of Over Under next, plus final live calls at 515-282-9010. Email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. Lots of national anthem protests today. Josh writes, we have the right to peacefully protest against the government. If someone wishes to protest the government, they may do so without being interfered or without ridicule. We must attack the issues at hand, not how people react. If we attack our own people and how they react, then that takes away their freedom. Josh in Ankeny.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. Keith, earlier this week at a rally in Alabama, President Trump called NFL players that kneel in protest SOBs who should be fired. That in turn caused far more players to kneel and even those standing to lock arms in protest, in essence, dividing the nation even more.
And over our most popular sport.
Yeah, and on a local level, Iowa State wide receiver Alan Lazard tweeted his opinion, quote, never have I ever been ashamed to be American. It's disgusting to have the leader of the free world like this. Hashtag take a knee. This is the topic dominating sports right now.
And I think people are sick and tired of this topic, John, but it's not going away. I respect Alan Lazard for speaking his mind, even if I don't agree with everything he said. This great country and our First Amendment allows Lazard to publicly criticize his president. We should never take that for granted. Mm-hmm. I would never kneel during the national anthem, but I realize my American experience may not be Lazard's or that of the players protesting for equality.
And they are not protesting the military.
No, they're not.
Nebraska needs a new athletic director. In a speculative column written this week, Jamie Pollard was mentioned as a possible candidate with a glowing report. I don't see him leaving Iowa State, but nothing nowadays surprises me.
With what Pollard has done at Iowa State, he deserves the attention. I think, though, there's a better chance Cooter Ray is Nebraska's next AD.
Barstool Sports was in Iowa City for the weekend, and one of the foods Dave Portnoy tried was Casey's Breakfast Pizza. He wasn't a fan. Said it was too bacony. One, Casey's Breakfast Pizza is great.
It is.
Two, should this be an arrestable offense?
Dave Portnoy said too bacony? Is that even possible?
No.
I'm not sure I can trust anything Dave Portnoy says if he didn't like Casey's Breakfast Pizza. Did he try the sausage?
I don't know. I wasn't with him.
Dave, you blew it.
Big time.
Over, under, overrated, James Franklin, Penn State coach, 6-10 in his first two Big Ten seasons. Iced a kicker up 56-0 and then didn't own it. Talks lovingly of pink locker rooms, but the players do love him.
Underrated, Ben Franklin, founding father, leading author, printer, political theorist, politician, Freemason, postmaster, can I go on? Scientist, inventor, civic activist, statesman, and diplomat.
We get the idea.
He did a lot.
Goodness, yeah, he's a busy man, Ben Frank. Oh, here we go.
All right, guys, 1 minute drill. This is what the play is going to be. Twins right X double cobra. Twins right X double cobra on one. 1 minute.
Ready, break.
That's what that means. Ready, break. Let's go to Riley in Des Moines. Riley, we have 60 seconds left in the show. Go ahead for one thought, please, sir. Riley, go ahead. Oh, sorry, Riley, you're on four. That was my mistake.
Oh.
And now I hung up on you, Riley.
Oh,
completely
sorry,
my mistake. Chris is in Pella. Chris, go ahead, sir. Chris in Pella.
Go Dutch.
Go Dutch. Came from what, 17 down yesterday?
Yes, sir. 52-17.
Nicely done.
Knocked off Nebraska Wesleyan.
Tyler is in West Des Moines. Tyler, welcome to Sound Off.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Just wanted to point out the Packers' action there and just get your thoughts on Rodgers to Jordy. I mean, it's just like leading your sheep to the glory lands. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on it? Pretty perfect, huh?
Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. They needed this win over a bad Bengals team, and I'm not surprised Rodgers led him in overtime. It's a big win for the Packers, and he and Jordy Nelson are two of the best in the game.
Cheezer only gets 3 seconds. Say hi, Cheezer.
Guys, how you doing?
Hey, Cheezer. Sorry
doing
you didn't
good.
Have longer. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the Sound Off send-off. Complete catharsis.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.